Module 4, Lesson 3, 15 to 18 months. Between 15 to 18 months, your little one will most likely drop to one nap. And you can check out the nap transition section for more information in the troubleshooting module. They still do need 2 to 2.5 hours of daytime sleep during this time, however, and do keep in mind also the 4.5 to 5 hour maximum awake time in the afternoon before bedtime in order to avoid overtiredness. Most children are ready to sleep through the night with no night feeds by 12 months of age. Night waking after this age is usually not related to hunger, but to a sleep association or an issue with the sleep environment or the day routine. Milk feeds in the night after this age tend to disrupt the sleep cycles and cause loss of appetite for solids during the day. Not to mention that the milk sugars are actually damaging to your child's beautiful white baby teeth, and even to the adult teeth under the gums if not brushed after every feed. And I don't know any parents that want to get up in the middle of the night and brush their child's teeth after a feed. Solids are now your toddler's main source of nutrition, and your toddler will most likely be eating with you from the table. We recommend offering 3 main meals a day with snacks in between, and also ensure that your child is not getting more than 500 mils or 2 cups of milk products per day, which also includes milk, cheese, yogurt, and breast milk, as too much milk product will negatively impact how hungry your little one is for other foods. If your child is still breastfeeding on demand and you plan to continue nursing long term, do reference the section on nutrition in the frequently asked question module for a little bit more information. Pediatricians and pediatric dentists do recommend that babies should break the bottle habit at 12 months, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, recommends complete weaning from the bottle by 15 months at the latest. That means that milk feeds at this age are best given in a cup or a sippy cup. And keep in mind as well, like I said, that your child's teeth do need to be brushed before bed after any milk feeds, including breastfeeding. Go to your worksheets now and answer the questions for Module 4, Lesson 3, Realistic Nighttime Expectations.